Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that I was guided to create so that you'd have a place where you could ask those important questions about your life and get the answers from your guidance, from the universal mind of infinite source, to get the answers from a higher place than just your own wonderful mind, which generally just take what they already know and rehash it and try to make it fit into whatever's going on in your life. And sometimes you need more than that. So this is supposed to be a show with laughter yoga. And let me get on the right page. And our laughter yoga instructor has not shown up yet. So I don't know what's up with her. So we will just go with the flow for this show and create whatever it is we are meant to create. So, and I'm hearing the name of a song, which seems odd. I don't usually play a song now, but if I'm supposed to, I will. And so here is the song that I am guided to play for you now. So sit back, relax, and listen. See what this says to you.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't fear. Don't let them know. Thank you.
I just love that song. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to our first caller, and it looks like you're either Skype or a private number because all I see is ones. So say hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, this is a conch shell. Yes.
And what can I do for you today?
I was looking for some answers relating to my spiritual journey. I started reading tarot cards more for fun, but now I feel a little drawn towards it. So, if that's at all connected to my life purpose.
Okay, you said you started reading something, and then after that it got kind of garbled. So can you say that again?
Oh, yes. I started reading tarot cards just for myself and for fun. And now I just feel really inclined to, you know, developing more into it. So maybe some sort of
okay.
guidance.
One of the things that I find in my life and in the lives of the people that I work with is that we sometimes get guided to start reading a book, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're supposed to read even the whole book. I know there's one particular book that they had me get, and I picked it up and opened it, and I read this one page, and I have never touched that book again. Because apparently everything I needed was on that one page at that time. So listen to your heart, because it's always going to guide you to what is right for you. You know what feels right and what feels like you're just doing because you think you're supposed to be doing. We're getting out of that doing just to do stage, and we're getting more and more into what feels right and going with the flow. And the flow's been coming up a lot for me lately, so that's really an important aspect of our lives when we are trusting our intuition. And you do have good intuition. When we trust that intuition and flow with it, it just opens up the whole world for us. So you have the answers within you, and they want you to trust what you're getting.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, I will try to follow that. I'm just not getting a lot of support from where I come, so I keep getting confused.
Okay. So let me see if there's anything that you need to clear. So would you be willing to do a little work right now on clearing some issues out of your way so that you can have a better and even deeper knowing of what's right for you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to use something called Infinity Healing, and I'll ask you a question, and then I'll tell you that if you're willing to accept it, say yes. If you say yes, I'll tell you to take three nice deep breaths. Okay. Let's see. So we're activating the Infinity Healing energy now. So would you like an Infinity Healing for bringing you clarity? Clarity about your life, about what's actually important to you, about what you need to be doing to create the life that you came here to live, to do the things that you wanted to accomplish in this lifetime. So this beautiful divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of the places where you have, it looks like kind of foggy, sooty kind of stuff. And it's going to clear all of that out so that you have a clear understanding of you, of your purpose, of your life, of the gifts that you are here to share. And if you'd like all of that, just say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Wonderful. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to trusting in your heart, in your guidance, in your intuition, in your knowing of who you are, and allowing that to flow into your life in every moment so that you don't have to think about it and analyze it and go through all of those mind games that people go through, because you will be listening to your heart, to your guidance, to your truth. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
That feels lighter.
Good. Yeah. You let go of all that dark stuff.
Yes.
I always come up with these weird names for things. They don't give me a name of what it actually is.
Yes.
Okay, so is there anything else coming up that you need to clear out?
Not at the moment, unless you see something that requires clearing and I'm not aware of it yet.
Okay, let me check in and see what your guidance wants to say. Okay, they have a message for you.
Yes.
Okay, so you'll know it's them because they'll call you dear one or beloved or something like that. All right.
Okay.
My beloved, I want you to know that you're doing fine, that you really are creating what you came here to create. We know that sometimes you wonder about it. You wonder about your ability to actually do what it is you came to do. And we want you to know that you have the ability. You have the knowledge. You have the connection. It's okay for you to trust in yourself and in your connection with us, because we are working with you. So just be clear about what it is you really want. And it's okay for you to recognize your own desires. This is your life. These are your choices, and your desires are a part of that. Don't think that you have to put off your desires until whatever needs to happen in the world. You get to live your life in every moment. And the world does not have to be perfect before you can have what you desire. It's okay. There's more than enough for everyone. And when everyone finally accepts that and lives that, the whole world will be different. And so by you accepting it and living it now, you are changing the world. You are a beautiful blessing to this world. And you have gifts that you have yet to discover. And that's just part of the fun of life. So relax. Accept you. Love you. Live your life in a way that honors you. And as you are doing that, you are loving, accepting, and honoring everyone else as well. Don't put yourself last. You are responsible only for you. You are the most important person in your life. Treat yourself the way you deserve to be treated. And know that we are with you. We are always with you. And you can call on us at any time. We are always here for you. Be well, my beloved. Live well. And know that, yes, you matter.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Thank you. That was really good.
You are welcome. Boy, you really did come here to do some wonderful things, so let yourself do them. You have this beautiful light about you.
Oh, thank you.
And feel free to call in anytime you have a question, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. And I saw a question in the chat room. And so, DD111, you want to... Oh, you want to hear your angel message? Well, let's see. And do we have one? And the answer is yes. Okay. All right, so here it is. My beloved being of beautiful light. Ah, there's so much that we could tell you. But first of all, we want you to know that you are love. And we want to say that again. You are love. Sometimes you get overwhelmed with life, with the world, with everything that's going on, and you seem to forget who you are. You are love. And we don't mean love in any of the interesting interpretations that go on in your world about romantic love and this kind of love and that kind of love. We are talking about the pure, unconditional, essential love that is always there, that is the most powerful force in existence, because it is the force that creates everything. It's who you are. It's where you come from. It's the energy that you have available to you to create your life. And there is no limit to this energy. There are no conditions. It is pure love. And that is what you are. Now, you also have all of these wonderful human characteristics and traits, and you have that beautiful human ego that loves to tell you what's wrong with you, because that's just part of your life. That's just something that you're learning to let go of, because you are beginning to understand the truth of who you are, the love that you are. And to allow yourself to create your life from that love. So no matter what is going on in the world, and no matter how things seem to be, we ask that you remember the truth. You are love. And for love, all things are possible. And whenever you are creating anything in your life, it's not you alone. You are working with the infinite source, with God, with the universe, whatever name you want to use. And you have so much assistance. And all you ever need to do is ask. Ask us, and we will assist you. We will guide you. We will help you to see, to create, to be, to know, to understand. We are here for you because we love you and you are love. So let this be your mantra. You can begin every day. Wake up in the morning and start to say, I am love. I am love. I am love. And let that be the last things you say at night before you go to sleep. Allow yourself to begin to live the love that you are. You don't ever have to be afraid or worried, because you have the answers. And you are love. Be well. Be love. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you. And I hope you could feel that energy because it really felt good. So if you have any questions or anything about that, just feel free to type them in. And yes, I will do answer questions from the chat room. For a minute there, my mind went completely blank. So if you're in the chat room and you are logged in, you can ask a question and you will get an answer. Okay. So I see that there is something being typed in the chat room, and I'm trying to wait for it before moving on. Like I said, this was supposed to be the show with Laughter Yoga, but my Laughter Yoga person is not here, and I don't know what is up with her. I guess I should have checked in with her before the show began, but I didn't, because I don't generally check in with anyone before the show begins. My life is really an interesting experience. And I find that things flow. And I'm okay with that, because that's what's supposed to happen. And so I don't generally go around looking to make sure everything is flowing, because flowing is just kind of the natural state in my life. And it's what I'm helping others to understand about their lives. Okay, I'm glad you like the message. And I do hope that you could feel the energy in that, because it was absolutely beautiful too. So now you know that you're capable of so much, of anything, of everything. And you don't have to have limitations on your life. All right, now, here's a message from Nancy Ray. Hello, Barbara. For the last year, I have experienced very low energy and erratic sleep patterns. Also, extreme sensitivity to chemicals and to the environment. Could I please get a message about this? Thank you. All right, Nancy, let's see what they want to say about this. Okay, so they're just going to give you the message. So here it is. Beloved one, you are waking up. You are waking up in so very many different ways. And so who you used to be is no longer who you are. So don't try to hang on to the beliefs that you've been carrying throughout your life, because they don't apply to you anymore. You are beginning to understand things on a deeper level. One of the reasons you wanted to come and live at this particular time had to do with cleaning things up, cleaning up the environment, cleaning up the world, cleaning up things on a very personal level. Cleaning up is an important thing to you. And so to remind yourself of this vision that you had of your life and what you were going to be here for, you decided to make yourself sensitive to the things that need to be cleaned up. So you find that things that are not natural, pure, kind of irritate you, and sometimes they physically irritate you. And that's just a reminder about what's important to you. So make sure that you are doing something every day that involves cleaning things up, whether it's making your own home a place where you know that you can go anywhere and touch anything and not have a negative reaction to it. Using all natural fibers, eliminating so many of the chemicals that people live with, because that's not who you are. And then find ways of doing that in the world. And there are so many different choices about how you can do that. And we want you to look into it, find what resonates with your own heart. And give yourself permission to live that pure life that you came here to live. And when you are comfortable with that, you will find that your sensitivities, because you won't need to be so sensitive to things as things are becoming purer. You will also find that you will rest better when you are living your purpose. And you may find that you really don't sleep like most people do. And that's okay. Not everybody is meant to go to bed, sleep for 8 hours, and wake up. There are lots of people who only sleep for a short period of time. For some people, it's just a couple of hours, and then they're awake, and they get to do whatever it is that they need to do, and then they go back, and they sleep for a couple of more hours. Allow yourself to live in your rhythm. And don't see a problem with it, because it's not a problem. Allow yourself to embrace your life and to accept it, to be in the flow of it, to see the changes that it is creating in you and in the world. There's absolutely nothing wrong. This is part of who you are. Embrace it, accept it, and live it. And you will find it becomes easier and easier for you to create that beautiful, pure world that you want to see. And you will find yourself finding more and more people who think like you do, who feel like you do, who want to create like you do. And it will just become easier and easier as you are in the flow, the beautiful flow of love. Be well. Be pure. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you, sweetie. So I hope that helped. Good. And you're welcome. And you are blessed. You know, we look at the situations in our lives and we look at the world and we think, oh, I'm not like everybody else and my life is not like everybody else's life. And that's actually a blessing because you are not like everybody else. Your life is not supposed to be like everybody else's. You are a beautiful, unique individual. Accept that. And accept your life and create what it is you came here to create. All right, let's go to our caller from area code 917.
Hi, who's this? Oh, hello, Barbara. This is Ellen. I just started listening. You always have these great words of wisdom for your audience.
Well, thank you. And what is it that you need wisdom about?
Oh, like what is going on in my life? I think there are changes afoot. Can you give me an idea of what's going on in my work? I would like to change places of employment, and I'm in the process. I've interviewed. I guess I'd just like if you get any information regarding my job search, job change.
Okay. So while you were talking and you said that you were looking for a new job, I heard that that's good because you were supposed to change your job. So you are actually doing what you are meant to do. Great. Fabulous. See, you've already started.
Good.
All right. Let's see if there's anything they want to say about this. Okay, so this is an opening for you to start living who you really are. to start following your guidance, your intuition. And they say that you are very intuitive. You always have been. And that you're opening back up to that intuition, to that understanding of what's true for you. So make sure that when you are looking for this new job, that you are looking for things that actually you love doing. Because you're supposed to love your job. It's not a burden. It's not a duty. It's not an obligation. It's something that you're allowed to love and to look forward to doing every day. And to know that this is part of your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, I'm getting this mixture of stuff now. Okay, give me one simple message that I can tell her. So what is it that you love?
You know, if I can't identify one thing. And it's like I see my job and there's my current position, and there's several things I like about it, but there's several things that I don't. So it's almost like I'm defining it by not by things I don't want. So I like it where I can, like, do research, writing, help people, maybe even their own ideas, put them forward, kind of advocate for them. But I want to be in a pleasant office environment. I want to have support, whether it be administrative support or something, that I'm just not out there all by myself responsible for a whole lot of stuff to get done. Does that give you an idea?
Okay, so, all right, let me check back in and see what they're saying about that. So they're showing, how do I put this in words? They're showing me that you are looking for something where you get to... You get to have the independence that you need to do the things that you need to do while
yes.
also being connected to this to a group. So you're
yes.
part of a group, but you're also independent.
Oh, my God, that articulated it so much better than I could have. That's it. I think for myself that I like doing it like in to support a bigger cause. So, no,
okay.
I like the way you said it. I like the way you said it. I really do.
All right. So let's see what else they want to show me about this new job that you're going to get where you're going to be able to have the experience that you want. So do you generally do things where you work directly with a client or... Because that's what they're showing me. You're working directly with people to help them with whatever it is that you're helping them with in their life. And you're part of this larger organization that actually makes a difference in the world. You want to make a difference in the world.
Exactly. So, no, in my old career, I used to work directly one-on-one with people. Now, and I'm like two steps removed from that. But it's still what I do is I support an organization that does provide those direct legal services, direct services, but I don't do them myself.
Well, they're showing me that you are going back to at least spending part of your time doing the direct services where you are actually working with the people who have issues. And then your group does things that deal with what the individual members of the group have gotten so that you guys can have an even bigger impact on the world.
Wow.
And I have
great.
No idea what this group is. It does, doesn't it? It sounds like it'd be wonderful to work there. And it feels nice and warm and there's windows and light and it's airy and people love what they're doing and they're laughing and
oh. When do I start?
And I don't know. And they say soon, which tells me absolutely nothing, but that's what they usually tell me. So you will be getting, you'll be having an interview with whatever company this is. And they're not telling me the name of the company or anything like that. But you'll know when you walk in that this is the place. And that interview should be, within the next 3 weeks or so.
Wow, that is soon.
So just notice where you are and how it feels. Because your heart's going to tell you when you're there.
Wonderful. Barbara, again, you have these wonderful words of wisdom. I want to, I appreciate the reading, so let me listen to the rest of your show. And I'm just smiling away, anticipating what's going to happen in 3 weeks.
Well, you're going to have to let me know when you find it, and, because I have no idea what this is. They're just showing me this place, and it does look like a wonderful place, and everybody really likes each other, so... That's good in and of itself.
It is, and I want to thank you for telling me about it.
You are welcome. Okay, I'm going to mute you so you can listen for as long as you want to, okay?
Thank you, I will. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. So I don't know if I'm supposed to do laughter yoga. Oh, I can't help it. I just laugh anyway. Okay. So let's see what they want me to share with you guys now. This is one of those times, when we're supposed to have all of this energy because of this summer solstice and the new moon and all of these things happening at once and all of this cosmic energy and people energy and earth energy and all of these different kinds of energy. And I always find this interesting, but I never find it interesting enough to actually look into it. I'm one of those people that tends to spend most of her time looking inside of myself, looking inside of the people that I work with, seeing what it is that we need to change on that personal level in order to create the life that we truly desire. But we are also impacted, influenced, whatever terminology you want to use, by all of this cosmic energy. But it's who we are and what we are open to that determines the effect of those cosmic energies. It's like when you hear that Mercury is in retrograde and, computers stop working right and everything just gets completely flummoxed is the word that I'm hearing. I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm going to go with it. But the effect that Mercury being in retrograde has on you depends on what you believe. If you believe that it's supposed to cause all of this disruption in your life, then of course it's going to cause all of this disruption in your life because it is your beliefs that determine what you experience, what you feel, what you create. And I suppose that's why my guidance always has me looking within. To have a clear understanding of what I believe about myself, about my life, about my world, about my creation. And they want everyone to spend more time looking within yourself, looking at what you believe. Do you actually believe it's possible for you to be happy? And that's something that you actually need to think about before you answer it. Because sometimes we have these beliefs that we're not aware of because we never actually really look that say that we are not supposed to be happy. I used to have these beliefs that it was okay for me to be happy as long as I made sure that everybody else was happy first. And as you can imagine, I spent a lot of time working really hard trying to make these people happy, and they refused to be happy, so I couldn't be happy. And when I let go of that belief, I got to be happy, because now my happiness is my choice. And it doesn't matter how anybody else is feeling. It doesn't matter if anybody else in the whole world is happy. I am happy because it is what I choose to be. So by looking within yourself, you are recognizing your power, your ability to create your life. And this is something that you've always been doing, even when you didn't know that you were doing it, because it's part of being alive. We are always creating. Creating situations, creating experiences, creating that people are going to come into our lives in particular ways to make us aware of particular things, that's all our creation. And when you look inside and you begin to see what it is that you actually believe, then you get to decide what needs to change. What it is within you that you need to let go of, because it's just not working for you. So part of my belief system that I've changed is I used to have this belief that I would only attract people who were desperate. I can laugh about it now because I've let that go. But it made for a very interesting life to have anyone who was coming into my life have this sense of desperation about them, this strong desire to have me fix them. And I can tell you that letting that go has been huge. Because I don't want anyone coming to me out of desperation and this belief that I am going to magically fix them. Now I know that the people who come to me because it feels right to them, because they're guided to do so, because they are looking for answers, and I am guided to give them whatever answers they need. And there's no need for the desperation. There's no need for the strong sense of lack. So many people just felt like they were lacking whatever they were looking for in their lives. And I've changed my energy so that now I can invite people into my life who are prosperous, who are happy, who are just some people who come into my life have, and okay, I think I'm back now. That was weird. My Bluetooth told me I had lost connection, and then it told me I was connected, and then I didn't know what it was doing. That is so weird. Okay, I don't even remember where I was anymore. I know I was talking about our beliefs and how our beliefs determine what we experience. And that's true for each and every one of us. What determines what you experience in your life are your beliefs. And when you clear up the beliefs that bring what you consider to be bad or unnecessary things in your life, then you are changing your life. So let yourself let go of the belief that you need to attract negativity into your life. Because you don't. And I know that we are taught that we need to have things that are wrong in order to start creating things that are right. And one of the things that my guidance has told me, and I'm finally beginning to listen, is that you can make changes. You can create your life based on what's right, based on what's working, just making it better. It doesn't have to be that things are so bad. It doesn't have to be that you hit rock bottom. You don't have to have catastrophes in order to change. You have the ability to decide about changes no matter what is going on. So you're not ever stuck with crap. There are so many people who really believe that you have to be living this crappy little life in order to really understand who you are and what you're here for. And that's not true. So if you have a belief like that, I strongly suggest that you let that go. Because it is okay to create your life based on the fact that you just want things to get better and better and better and better. Not because everything is so incredibly crappy that it has to get better. That's a completely different level of energy. And you don't have to sink down into the depths of despair before you can raise yourself up to the heights of love and joy. You can start moving up no matter where you are. And that's true for every one of us. So that's something that guidance really wants you to understand. That's something that your guidance really wants you to live. And it makes a huge difference in your life. So just know that you are blessed. And you really are. And no matter how bad your life seems, you are still blessed. And the more you open up to those blessings, to seeing them, to being grateful for them, to recognizing them, the more you are inviting more blessings into your life. So this is another beautiful day in your existence. What is it that you really want to create? What is it that is important to you? Who are you being? And you notice I asked who you were being, not what you were doing, because it's not the doing that's important, it's the being. When you are being someone who is flowing from love and light and laughter, then what you're doing is usually fun. Because you can't be all love, light, and laughter and do something and feel bad about it because you're being love, light, and laughter. And I know that sounds incredibly simple, but for a lot of people that's incredibly difficult to really accept. That it's not what you're doing. It's who you are being. And my guidance is always showing me who I'm being. What is actually important? Important to me, important in my life, what I need to let go of. What kind of people do I want to associate with? Life is a never-ending journey, and it's always changing. And you are always learning, and you are always letting go, and you are always looking, and that's life. So if you're looking for that point where everything is finally perfect and everything is absolutely exactly the way you want it to be, stop looking for that, because that's not even possible, because everything is always changing, including you. And so you're never going to reach that point where you're like, oh, perfection. Because everything is always changing. And that's what makes life interesting. So don't try to keep your life from being interesting. Don't think that one day you're going to get it all just perfect, that there's not going to be any more challenges, that everything is just going to be wonderful. Why don't you just make this moment wonderful? And then make the next moment wonderful. When you live in the moment, then you get to adapt to whatever changes you need to adapt to make that moment, and only that moment, because there is nothing but that moment, perfect. Or as close to perfect as you can get at this time. And maybe it's just going to show you what you need to let go of so that the next moment can be even better. Life is not a struggle. It's not meant to be. So let go of that whole idea that you have to struggle if that is part of your programming. Let that go. And if you want to let it go, just take a couple of nice deep breaths and say, I let it go. Because the infinity healing energy is working in you right now. It's part of everything that I'm saying. And you can clear issues just by recognizing that you're ready to let them go. Open up to allowing your life to be a beautiful experience. Open up to accepting the power, the strength that is within you. Open up to being one with the infinite source, God, the universe. Open up to knowing that you are never alone. And that's a good thing. Always have the assistance that you need in every moment. Open up to your life, to who you are, and to what you are creating. Open up and be free. That's been a big part of my life. Freedom was something that I was always looking for. And now I finally reached a point where I am living it, and it feels good. And I can see all of those things that I let go of that I used to think were important to me. And I realize now that they weren't. It was just what I'd been taught. And now I have the freedom to be, to live, to laugh, to love, to create. I create my experiences. I create the fun, the adventure, the love, the laughter, everything that I choose to experience in my life. I create it. And the same is true for you. So allow yourself to be who you truly are and to create the life that you truly desire to live. There's nothing holding you back except you. Let go and be the truth. Let go and live the truth. Let go and be free. Thank you to everybody for listening and for sharing your stories. And for the beautiful messages. It's been a wonderful show. And I send all of you lots and lots of love and laughter. And I will be back on Tuesday. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful, magical weekend. Bye-bye.